stop low level, and we've rebutted that. Senator Garland said he was informed the United States has suspended low-level reconnaissance flights over Cuba and is using special, quote, electronic ear, unquote, planes to listen in from outside Cuban territory. Gold, an Air Force Reserve Major General, said in an interview that he was told the low-level flights were discontinued February 9th, 3 days after Secretary Ralph McNamara's television reports on the Cuban military situation. An informed government source said this was an error. The source said low-level flights were being carried out as the need for them arose, etc. Gold, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said that, quote, electronic airplanes, unquote, are equipped with sensitive devices able to register details of what is going on in Cuba down to the point of detecting a generator in operation. I don't know how much truth there is to it, but I'm sure it's...
There isn't any truth that I know of, but he shouldn't be talking about electronic gear.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's fantastic. Somebody, if it's true, it's a bad security thing.
Indeed. I'll check on that part. I saw the first part of the story. I hadn't seen the electronic gear. I talked to Mac about the statement that he made about low-level flights and our rebuttal to it, and I suggested to Mac that if this continues, we ought to run a low-level flight if necessary just to refute him.
Yeah.
We could pick out an isolated target and run it against that.
Yeah, right. Well, the electronic stuff, is there some new electronic?
No, I'm certain there isn't, Mr. President. I'll look into that. I haven't...
Good. The other thing is the story of Mark Watson's in the Baltimore Sun about that flying over those carriers.
Yes.
Now, he makes the point... it's Paul Ward in the Baltimore Sun. Diplomatic authorities here, this is Washington, tended today to link the latest four Soviet flights over United States naval vessels over the current Kremlin campaign against the projected NATO multilateral force, noting the Kennedy administration recently has advertised a preference for using Polaris armed service ships instead of submarines to make up such a force. They suggested one. The Soviet reconnaissance flights over the aircraft carriers Kitty Hawk, Enterprise, Princeton, and Forrestal, which Secretary were designed only in part to collect military intelligence data. Two, that four Soviet